Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Side with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're going to have a great visit, I promise you, with our good friend Diana Furchgott-Roth. Diana is a great member of our Brain Trusted Director of the Manhattan Institute's economics21.org website, and she is the author of a number of books, including her newest one, Women's Figures, and a Guide to the Economic Progress of Women in America, also Regulating to Disaster. She's a former economist for President Reagan, I know, and maybe even other presidents. She's our good friend, Diana Furchgott-Roth. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, Jim. You have a wonderful show here, and I'm so honored to be on it.
Well, we're glad you're here. We're honored to have you. Okay, Diana, you've been writing quite a bit recently about the fact that, I'm going to just read a piece from one of your articles, the Highway Trust Fund, which has a projected 10-year deficit of $172 billion, is due to run low this month if nothing is done by the Obama administration. Put that in plain English. What does that mean to small business owners out here relying on bridges and roads and infrastructure to get goods and services to market?
So these small businesses who are using the roads won't see that much effect right away. But if there are any small businesses that get contracts from the state to build roads and to maintain bridges, especially to build roads and bridges, they might find that the state isn't going to give them the funding because the federal government is going to cut off that funding. Because the federal government says as of August 1st, if Congress hasn't done anything, there's going to be too little money in the trust fund for them to give out more grants. That's the problem. We're going to be able to stop building the roads. Mm-hmm. So actually, our people who use the roads might be better off because there aren't going to be any of those cone zones or work zones.
Oh, I see. There isn't
going to be any work.
But all the while, the infrastructure is degrading.
All the while, the infrastructure is degrading. The Highway Trust Fund is mostly used to build new roads and new bridges. It's the states, actually, that maintain the roads with their own funds. But, yes, we would see fewer roads being built.
So is any of this money that was intended for infrastructure been siphoned off to other uses like Congress has done the Social Security Trust Fund?
It's been siphoned off mass transit. Congress has decided that 15% of the amount in the Highway Trust Fund, which comes from gas taxes, is going to go to mass transit. That might work fine for some urban states or states with large urban areas like Maryland and New York. It doesn't work so well for states such as Iowa and Wyoming and Montana that don't have mass transit.
So you're saying those states are becoming donor states to the beneficiary states who are benefiting from mass transit, which is mostly the East and West Coast, right?
Well, when they give the money to Wyoming, they say 15% of it has to go to mass transit. So even though Wyoming might like to build a highway, they have to spend that money on buses, even though people in Wyoming don't ride buses that much because the distances are too far. There's another system where there are some states that are donor states, but that doesn't have anything to do with the 15% that has to go to mass transit, no matter even if the state doesn't need that funding.
And have any of these states tried to get that changed for their benefit?
They are trying to get it changed, but it's just written in the rules. And there are other rules, too, that make it more expensive to use that money in the Highway Trust Fund. They have to do very expensive environmental impact surveys.
Right.
They have to pay the employees who build the roads very high wage rates. They have these things called project labor agreements where union labor has to be used, even in right-to-work states. So the whole money that comes from the federal government doesn't go as far as it would as if it came from the state or even a private organization because there's so many strings.
What do they do with that money? What does a state like Montana do with that money? Does that money just sit there and because they're not going to build a subway system?
That's a great question, Jim, and I don't know what the answer is. But Montana isn't allowed to spend that 15% of money
on anything else?
On roads, even if it wants to.
Yeah.
It has to think of some bus.
So, what is your recommendation for how this should be dealt with?
Well, the first thing that we need is we need a constant flow of money into the Highway Trust Fund, because the basic problem is, and it's not a problem, but cars are getting more fuel efficient. The 18.4 cents per gallon goes into the Highway Trust Fund. But as Americans drive less,
mm-hmm.
and cars get fuel efficient, and President Obama might get his million electric cars, there isn't so much being spent on gas taxes.
Right.
All of us are happy, because with gas close to $4 a gallon, we want to spend as little on gas as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But we do need money to build roads, so we're trying to think of some better way of doing that.
There's got to be another way to...
Should we raise the gas tax?
This is sort of like the dentists who do such a good job of getting us to not eat as much sugar actually put themselves out of business.
Exactly.
So kind of like that. Hold on, Diana, good job. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back, folks. There have been two really big rulings on Obamacare this week, and we're going to get Diana Fritschka-Roth.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.